The beginning of our parsha talks about the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Sefer Chinuch explains what's the point of Bikurim. It's to appreciate that even though we work very hard, we used to be farmers, and even nowadays people work very hard in their jobs and non-farming, and he produced all his fruit, really it all comes from Hashem, so we acknowledge that, and that's the Pashup Shad in Bikurim. Could be there's another aspect also, Medaikya, on the level of Drash, the Mishnah says in the third paragraph of Bikurim, Ketzad Mafrishin HaBikurim. Yorid Adam Sokh Sadeh of Roa Ta'ina Shabichra, Eshkol Shabicha is Shabicher, Rimon Shabicher. If he sees an Eshkol or a Ta'ina or a Rimon that's Bikurim, then he's Mafrishit for Bikurim. Okay, there are seven species of Bikurim. Why does the Mishnah mention only these three? So it could be that Chazal is trying to Miramis to us here, too. Exactly. What happened? Who was the last ones who brought an Eshkol and Rimonim Ta'inim? The Meraglim, right? When they went to say Lashon Hara B'Eretz Yisrael, how bad it was, right? They said, ah, here are the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and look how bad it is. So maybe the Remez of the Mishnah, of course there are seven species of Halacha, but the Mishnah picks these three because we have to do the opposite of the Meraglim. This is the Tikkun for the Chet Meraglim. We take the exact same fruits they did. I mean, seven, but in the Mishnah story, Davka, those three, the Rimonim and the Te'inim and the Eshkol, and we bring, instead of bringing it and saying bad things about Eretz Yisrael, we bring it and we say, what, Vivienon Lachma Zevi, Tedlon, so Eretz Azos, Eretz Zavas, Chalavudvash, Gatia Yom. We dafka take the same things they did to say good things about Eretz Yisrael instead of bad things, and maybe that's an additional reason behind the mitzvah of Bikurim, Chazal Darshin, that even though Trumas and Maestros and everything else applies to all species, the Bikurim only applies to the Sheva Minim, because those are Shvach Artzicha. Those are what make Eretz Yisrael look best. Maybe that's part of the mitzvah of Bikurim, is not only to thank Hashem for everything He gives us, then we would also have to bring cucumbers if we're a cucumber farmer, but to appreciate Eretz Yisrael, to use the Gashmiot of Eretz Yisrael, these fruits, instead of to use the Gashmiot to take down the Ruchniot of Eretz Yisrael, to use the Gashmiot to appreciate the Ruchniot and the Gashmiot and how great this Matan of Eretz Yisrael is. And I think this is very relevant for those of us who are found here in Eretz Yisrael. There's lots of things in Eretz Yisrael and that we're going to encounter that could be interpreted in ways. You could look at it from a positive perspective or a negative perspective. The glass could be half empty or half full. Maybe the mitzvah Bikurim is telling us that whatever we see in Eretz Yisrael, to try and take that, and if, instead of focusing on the challenges and the difficulties, to take, Hashem wants us to take that and use it to be the opposite of the miracle and focus on how great Eretz Yisrael is and how much we appreciate and what a special matan it is, maybe then we'll all be zocheh to be Yoreish Eretz Yisrael.